Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful Sunday morning. You guys sounded good. You know, it'd be awful hard for us to follow along with what's up if it wasn't for you. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your faithfulness and your... You guys practice an awful lot, too. Lord, we thank you. Once again, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your presence here. We need your presence here, Lord. Open up our hearts to receive what you have for us and open up your word for us, Lord. Open up heaven for us. May your word spring forth and attach themselves into our hearts and in our lives and in our very being, Lord. Lord, bless your people this morning. We need you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. I told you we're going to change gears. Faith. How important is faith? I just noticed in my Bible I have written a few things in the margin. I don't know if I can read it. The writing's awful small. Faith. In Hebrew, it's emunah. E-M-U-N-A-H. It means sure, solid, true, not wishful thinking, or unrealistic hoping. Also, it means steadfast, established, stable, and steady. The word amen comes from the word emunah. It means it's true, and I agree. If I'd have seen that before, I wouldn't have had to write all this out. But since I did, what does faith do? Our opening scripture this morning was... not yet. I'm going to start with George Bernard Shaw. Everybody know who he was? Somebody, but... George Bernard Shaw said once, "We have not lost faith, but we have transferred it from God to the medical profession." Do we put our trust in the world too much? Jesus said in Luke 18:8, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Will he find us being faithful? Will he find us being full of faith? Will he find faith in me? That's what concerns me. How much faith is he going to find in me when he comes? Our opening scripture was James 2:17-20. And I'm just going to say a few words from that. Faith without works is dead. A lot of people think this is preaching works. It's not works for salvation. It's works according for our witness of what the world sees us. And if you read that in the context, you'll see that. Faith without works is dead. The Greek word is nekros. Literally means a corpse. Faith without works is a corpse. It's there, but it has no life in it. It's all talk, no action. There's no substance. James says, the world will say, "Show me your faith by your works." If the world can't see it, then the world thinks it's phony. Vanity of vanities, the preacher said. It's empty, meaningless. It's worse than worthless. It's dead. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." You know, it doesn't say we sit. Although sometimes God does tell us to sit, and that is, and we do that by faith. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Cease striving. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's when we're called. Actually, that requires an awful lot of action, doesn't it? Just not to do anything when we're not supposed to do anything. So what does faith do? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I've mentioned before, and you're going to hear it again, it doesn't just tell us what faith is, it tells us when faith is. When is faith? Now. 10 minutes from now, faith is still now. Now faith is. Every day. This moment in time is all we have. We have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance. The Greek word is hypostasis. Did I say that right? It means a setting under, support, essence, assurance, confidence, substance. That's an interesting word. If we take that word apart into the two syllables, substance, it kind of means to stand under, doesn't it? Stand under. In verse 3, we're going to see another word very similar. It's going to be understand. Is there a connection between those two words? Well, maybe we'll see when we get there. Evidence. The Greek word is elongos. It means proof, conviction. Faith is the ownership certificate, the title deed. Somebody comes and knocks on your door and says you want a Lamborghini. Are you going to believe them? If you have the key or if you have the title deed, and if you see it parked out there next to your curb, then maybe you might believe it. But until then. But that's walking according to what we see. Faith is walking by faith, not by sight. We don't base our faith on how things look. R.T. Kendall says that the best definition of faith he's heard is believing God. If God said it, we're supposed to believe it, right? What's that old adage say? God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Actually, it doesn't matter if I believe it or not. If God said it, that's what it is. And we can believe that, can't we? For by it the elders, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. So what does faith do? Faith obtains a good report. What are the words we're going to be desiring to hear from the Lord when this is all over and we're standing before Him? Well done, good and faithful servant. And it also provides a good report to others that see us, that see our faith by our works, hopefully. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God did not drive his pickup truck to Ace Hardware or Home Depot and pick up a bunch of building materials and build a universe. He spoke it into existence because that's how he can do it. That's how he did it. Faith understands. By faith we understand. I don't understand the Bible. We'll keep reading it. God will see your faithfulness and he will open it up for you. You're not going to understand it all at once. We couldn't handle that, could we? Faith exercises our minds. That's what understand means. It means to exercise your mind. Faith seeks to understand. When we read the Bible, we need to pray and we need to ask God to open it up for us and help us to understand it. We need to read the Bible expecting to find things that we understand. Expect God to speak to you through the Bible. He's not going to do it in every word or every verse or even every chapter. He's going to do it in His time and His way according to what you need. Verse 6. But without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. What does faith do? Faith pleases God. Faith always has God in mind. One of the songs we sang talked about humbling yourself and coming before His throne. What's the difference between pride and humility? The best definition I ever heard was, pride is seeing things from your perspective. Humility is seeing things from God's perspective. Verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. There's a lot in there. What does faith do in verse 7? Faith moves with fear. We take what God says seriously. Faith prepares according to His warning. Faith condemns the world because it tells the world that they don't have faith. We have faith so they can have faith. But if they don't have faith, then we have proven it can be done, right? Of course, we have God's help. Faith makes us heirs of righteousness. Heirs of the kingdom. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Faith obeys. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He followed God's direction until he went to the place where God was sending him. And he dwelt in the land that God sent him to. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. We receive strength through faith. God can make the impossible happen. Can a 90-year-old woman give birth to a baby? If God says she's going to. You know, a lot of people wonder why God made them wait till Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. Because it wouldn't have been a big deal if it happened in their 20s, right? It's just another birth. Although that birth, all birth, is a miracle. But when you're 100, when you're 90, that has to be of God, doesn't it? Verses 14 through 16. It talks about the Abraham and his children and his family living by faith, being pilgrims, strangers and pilgrims on the earth. 14 through 16, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Faith reminds us that this world is not their home. It's not our home. It also reminds us that we have a home waiting for us, that God's been building for thousands of years. You know, he's built a beautiful planet here. It took him 6 days. What's our home up there going to look like after thousands of years? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. We can't imagine, can we? Verses 20 through 22. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Faith speaks. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul makes reference to Psalm 116:10. He says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We speak out our faith. We speak out about the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that he's done for us. Testimony time. What has God done for you? People need to hear that. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We believed and therefore we speak. Luke chapter 1, verse 20. We see Zacharias didn't believe the angel Gabriel that his aged wife was going to have a baby. So he said he didn't believe. And the angel, well, let me read it. Luke 1:20. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. He didn't believe, so he didn't speak. And he didn't speak until the time he said, he wrote down, his name shall be John, which is what the angel said was going to be. And all of a sudden he could speak again. Because all of a sudden he believed. Verse 28. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he be destroyed, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Faith trusts in the blood. The Bible tells us there's cleansing in the blood. The Bible tells us that there is atonement and forgiveness of sins in the blood. The Bible tells us that there is life in the blood, and ultimately, eternal life. In the blood, we have that promise. And yes, that promise is written in blood, isn't it? Verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. Faith allows us to see miracles. Because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, who have faith. Verses 32 through 35. And what shall I more say? For the time shall fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured and not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Faith produces unlikely heroes. Verses 36 through 40. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God providing, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Faith endures no matter what. Are the people in Hebrews chapter 11 different from us? No. You know, I used to think, well, I would really like to be like Elijah. He's one of my favorite people in the Bible. I can't say my favorite person in the Bible. You know who that is. But he's pretty far up there, Elijah. Just walked into Ahab's throne room and said, as the Lord God lives before whom I stand, it's not going to rain until I say it does, and turned around and walked out. Just a chutzpah, just the presence of God. But he didn't have a big S on his chest, did he? He wasn't Superman. And James says he was a man with like passions like me. In other words, he had weaknesses, and we saw that with Jezebel. When Jezebel threatened him, he took off running. He just killed 450 prophets of Baal. And he's worried about Jezebel? He goes to the desert and says, you might as well take my life. He's asking God to take his life. Well, if he'd really wanted that, he could have stayed where he was, and Jezebel would have been very happy to accommodate him. But things can change real quick. You know, these are just people. These are just people. They're examples for us. Yes, we can be like Elijah. We can be like David. We can be like Moses and Abraham. But what does it start with? It starts with faith. Knowing who you are. Knowing whose you are. As the Lord God lives before whom I stand, Elijah said. He knew who his God was, and he knew who he was. God had sent him. What more is there? Just believe in God. Are the people in Hebrews 11 different from us? No. You know why? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, 5 says, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Where does faith come from? Hebrews 12, 2 tells us Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the perfecter of our faith. It starts out small like a mustard seed, and then it grows and grows and grows till maybe it's a bigger seed. Or the mustard seed is actually all we need, isn't it? Luke 17:5, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. That's a good prayer for us to pray, isn't it? And we should be praying that. Can Jesus do mighty things in us if we don't have faith? He can, but it hinders, doesn't it? Maybe he thinks, why should I? You're not going to give me credit for it anyway. No. He fulfills his purpose. Faith. Jesus comes back, is he going to find faith in the earth? Is he going to find faith in you? Is he going to find faith in me? How do we make sure that he does? Stay faithful. Believe God in everything he says. Believe his word. Obey. Trust in the blood. I can go on and on, but anyway. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that 2,000 years ago, you allowed yourself to be nailed to a cross after being beaten half to death. You died the most horrendous, the most excruciatingly painful death known to man. You did it for me. You did it for each person in this room, each person in this world, whoever chooses to receive it and accept you. And because of that, we know this world isn't our home. We know that there's a better place waiting for us. Because, yes, we do desire that far-off country that only your hands can make. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for increasing our faith, and we ask that you continue to increase our faith. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here today, and thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives, your gift of salvation. Lord, be with your people today. Just keep us close to you. Keep us focused on you. And keep us full of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.